Good morning. It's the Country Station, Goober 95.1. Good morning from the Studo Financial Studios. It's 5 a.m., and that means it's time for the Get the Scoop radio show. My name's Chris Schalk. I'm Bering County's Extension Agent for Agriculture, and right alongside the co-host and definitely the horticultural expert, Kristen Hildebrand. She's Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Chris.
Did you have a large weekend?
I did. I'm glad to be back in the studio with you, though.
I am. I'm glad to be here and everything. And did Lena Grace get her daddy something good for Father's Day?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure
she picked it out.
She had a little bit of help. She's only like, tomorrow is actually, today's the 21st. Yeah, it is tomorrow. I got all my days confused, but the 22nd is when she's going to be 20 months old.
So. Okay, cool.
But yes, we made sure that Grant had a grand Father's Day.
That's fantastic.
I'm sure that your girls made you feel special.
Yeah, they make me feel special every day.
I think we'll just move on from there. he does mean that, though. He's
I do. I love him. I love him, and I really do.
Yes.
But if any of you all know my daughters, know that they neither one of them cut me a whole lot of slack. Okay, so it's okay. I wonder where they get that.
Well, they've got their own talents, and they've got to get that from somewhere. You know, you and Brenda both.
Oh, man. So you're going to talk, actually, the first part of the week. You've kind of let me know what we're going to do tomorrow and Wednesday as well. And we're going to talk all about pollinators. Is that true?
That's right. This is a very special week that we're in.
That's what I thought. We've been talking about Dairy Month, but we've got a National Pollinator Week.
Yes.
Tell me how, if I want to celebrate, let's just hypothetically say, if I want to celebrate National Pollinator Week, what would I need to do?
Oh, yeah. And we are going to get to all the things that you can do to celebrate National Pollinator Week. I do kind of want to intro kind of like some of the pollinators that are out there.
Sure.
Because I know it's 5 o'clock in the morning and we're still kind of getting woke up. Several of you all are maybe in your cars traveling to work or maybe you're just tuning in with us. But a couple of the pollinators that we specifically want to mention, especially with it being National Pollinator Week, is oftentimes I think your mind instantly goes to the bee. The honeybee, that's instantly where your mind takes you.
They get the most press.
They do. Okay. And they do a lot of pollination for us, especially for a lot of our fruits and even some of our vegetables. And I do want to mention with that, one out of every 3 bites of food that we take every day is responsible due to a pollinator. And so honeybees do a lot of pollination for us, where they carry pollen from one flower to another, and then we get a fruit set from that. But there's some other pollinators that are out there that do a lot of pollination for us. The second one I want to mention is the butterfly. Butterflies will visit a lot of flowering plants, and they do the same process. So they'll take pollen from one flower to another, and that's how we get a lot of our pollination process. And butterflies have seemed to have kind of been in popularity the last little bit, and we're going to talk about a little bit more about butterfly gardening later this week. So you make sure you want to tune in with us again early this week. So butterflies are really important to the pollination process, and then also hummingbirds actually do some
major pollinating.
Yes. And see, they visit, Chris, they do more of the red trumpet-shaped flowers.
Right.
So they actually can get into those, whether some of those other, you know, bees and stuff like that.
Yeah, they kind of got a long schnauzer on them.
They do. So anyway, really, even with the hummingbirds, there's some other beetles and some other type of insects that do some pollination for us as well. So we're really glad to kind of highlight some of the pollinators, especially for this week that we're in. Chris, a little bit of history on this Pollinator Week. It was initiated and managed by the Pollinator Partnership, and that was set out by the U.S. Senate. They actually designated June as National Pollinator Week. So this is June 21st through the 27th is the week that we're in that we're actually celebrating. So there's a lot of different ways that you can actually help pollinators, and specifically tomorrow we're going to be talking about a certified monarch way station that helps the butterflies. But basically all that you can do is just create a natural habitat for them in your garden, in your landscape. And if you have questions on how to do that, just give your local extension office a call.
All right, so we're going to come back tomorrow. We're going to continue with this pollinator theme. We're going to talk about creating a monarch way station.
That's right.
All right. Well, folks, we want you to join us not only tomorrow, but each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for Get the Scoop. Brought to you by our good friends down at Hobdy Dye and Reed and over at Farmers Regional Livestock Market. So get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.